verse 25.
He that loves his Hayim shall lose it, and he that hates his Hayim life in the Olam Hazeh earth shall keep it to Hayim eternal.
El que ama su vida la perderá, y el que aborrece su vida en este mundo para vida eterna la guardará.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So now Yeshua was telling them, okay.
Y ahora Yeshua les estaba diciendo,
as you are coming to me, you need to die.
Así como están viniendo a mí, tienen que morir.
Because the one who loses his life will we get life.
Porque aquel que pierde su vida tendrá vida eterna.
Just like a grain, just like a seed.
Así como una semilla.
When it falls to the ground, it needs to
die
in order to produce, in order to bear fruits.
Así como una semilla que cuando cae al piso tiene que morir para producir su fruta.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let us say, let us use Petrus now.
Vamos a usar a Petrus ahora.
Let us say Petrus is dead now. So go ahead, Petrus, fall on the ground there, you are dead.
Petrus, cae del piso, está.
On the ground, on the ground.
Why didn't you use me for this one? I like to act.
There you go. He's dead.
Está muerto.
What about he's a smoker?
Es un fumador.
Go ahead, Joey, offer him a cigarette. You don't have one. Huh? Just pretend you have one there.
A cigarette?
Will he take?
Dr. Maria?
No, he's dead.
He's dead, exactly.
No,
if he's dead, he's not going to take anything.
Si está muerto, no va a tomar nada.
If he's alive?
Si está vivo?
What do you think? You tell. He's a heavy smoker. He likes smoke.
Lo va a agarrar. Lo va a fumar.
So what do we need to do?
¿Qué necesitamos hacer?
Morir.
We need to die.
Necesitamos morir.
Don't go and kill yourself, please. I'm not saying that.
No, Miami. Miami.
Yeah. It's not a physical death. Huh? We are talking now a spiritual death.
No es una muerte física. Es una muerte espiritual.
Because whenever you are dead, you have no will.
Porque cuando uno está muerto, no tiene deseo. No tiene albedrío.
You don't have any desire for anything.
No tiene ningún deseo para nada.
That's it.
Eso.
So when we die for Yeshua, spiritually, not physically.
Así cuando morimos para Yeshua, espiritual, no físicamente.
It means we gave up of our own will.
Quiere decir que dimos nuestro propio deseo.
So you're ready now to do Yahweh's will.
Y ahora ya estás listo para hacer el deseo de Yah.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And everything that your flesh desire, you won't desire it anymore.
Y todo lo que su carne desea, no lo va a desear más.
Because you are dead.
Porque está muerto.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Verse, where we stop? 26, huh?
¿Dónde nos paramos? Versículo 26.
If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my abed be. If any man serve me, him will my Abba honor.
Si alguno me sirve, sígame, y donde yo estuviera, allí también estará mi servidor. Si alguno me sirve, mi padre le honrará.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, if we want to serve Yeshua,
si queremos servir a Yeshua,
we need to follow him.
Necesitamos seguirlo.
Where is Yeshua right now so we can follow him?
¿Dónde está Yeshua ahorita para seguirlo?
In our heart. Oh, the Torah.
Yes, Yeshua. He's the Torah, he's the Word. So whatever the Word is, there will be Yeshua as well.
Sí, Yeshua es la Torah, la Palabra. Así que donde hay Torah, Palabra, allí está Yeshua.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And when he said you have to follow me, he's saying that you have to follow his footsteps.
Y cuando está diciendo, sígueme, está diciendo que sigamos sus pasos. passos dele.
And sometimes Yeshua, he'll walk on the water.
E algumas vezes Yeshua caminará em la água.
How can you follow him now?
Como lo va a seguir ahora?
Through emuná.
Através de la emuná.
Maybe you say, oh, I cannot walk on the water, but I can swim. So you go ahead and swim. But you don't stop following him.
Pero usted no para de
seguir. You won't find no obstacle to stop following him.
Usted no va a encontrar ningún obstáculo para dejarlo de seguir.
You find a way out.
Maybe estaba pensando en un barco.
There you go, you take a boat, yes. I cannot walk, I cannot swim, eh? How about the boat? Anything takes, you know.
Lo que se pueda por seguir a Yeshua.
The most important is for you not to lose the track of Yeshua.
Lo más importante es de no perder los pasos de Yeshua.
And that's what happened. Many people, they end up just losing it.
Y muchas personas acabaron perdiendo.
They try to guess. Oh, I think Yeshua went that way.
Quisieron adivinar, oh, Yeshua creo que fue para acá.
Because they were lacking in their belief, in their studying of the Torah.
Porque tenía falta de emuná y de aprendizaje de la Torah.
Estaban dormidos.
I'm awake.
Wow, I found a way to keep Lynn awake. Yeah.
Yes, we must.
Wow. There you go. That's amazing. But we cannot lose track of Yeshua.
No podemos perder vista de Yeshua.
And as I was saying, that's what happened to many people's life.
Como les dije, así pasó. Está pasando con muchas vidas de las personas.
For how long do we need to follow Yeshua?
¿Por qué tanto tenemos que seguir a Yeshua?
Forever and ever.
Forever, yes. There is no time limit.
No hay tiempo limitado.
We have to follow him all the time.
Tenemos que perseguirlo todo el tiempo.
And many times we get tired.
Y muchas veces nos cansamos.
Principally those that's fat.
Tal vez aquellos que están gordos.
There is no fat people here. Okay. When I say fat, I not say physically.
Cuando estamos hablando de gordo, no estamos hablando físicamente.
I'm saying fat with so many luggage.
Estamos hablando de gordos de mucho equipaje.
So many things that you are attached to.
Muchas cosas que ustedes están apegados a ello.
Remember the young rich man?
¿Se recuerdan del joven rico?
That when Yeshua said, go sell everything and follow me.
Que Yeshua le dijo, ve y vende todo y sígueme.
So that's the fat person I'm talking about.
Esa es la persona gorda que estamos hablando.
Someone that is very attached to the material things.
Aquella persona que es muy apegado a las cosas materiales.
If you're fat, your skin physically, it doesn't matter. Yeshua doesn't care if you're fat, your skin. He still loves you. Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
A Yeshua no le importa estar gordo, pequeño, flaco.
But when you are fat or skinny, in a spiritual way, then what it matters.
Lo que importa es si usted está flaco o gordo en una vida espiritual.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So don't get tired of following Yeshua.
Entonces no deben cansarse de seguir a Yeshua.
Don't allow the devil to distract you so you miss where did he go to.
No permita que el diablo los distraiga para perder vista de Yeshua.
Because that's going to happen.
Porque eso va a pasar.
Hasatan will distract you many times.
Hasatan los va a distraer muchas veces.
You know, sending you beautiful ladies.
Mandándole muchas jóvenes hermosas.
Or handsome guys.
Hombres guapos.
In a way that you only have eyes for them now.
Que solamente va a tener ojos para ellos.
Everything, oh, it's Juan. Todo oh, because aquí, Juan called me.
Juan me llamó.
Oh, Juan can't be here.
Juan no puede estar aquí.
Oh, Juan this, oh, Juan that.
Oh, Juan esto, oh, Juan lo otro.
Forget about Juan, hey.
Come
on. It's not the only man that exists in the world.
No es solamente el único hombre que existe en el mundo.
There is many others.
Muchos más.
Oh, but Juan.
Oh, pero Juan.
I'm picking on Juan now. How do you understand what I mean? Sometimes people, they become so blind.
¿Entienden lo que estoy diciendo? Algunas veces las personas están bien cegadas.
They focus just on that person that they think they love now. They not even know what love is.
Solamente se enfocan en esa persona que piensan que lo aman y lo quieren.
And that person can completely take you away from the presence of Yahweh.
Y esa persona lo puede quitar completamente de la presencia de Yahweh. No Juan.
So, we need to open our eyes and we need to understand what is the most important for us.
Tenemos que abrir los ojos y ver cuál es lo más importante para nosotros.
And that's why Yahweh keeping giving us feasts.
Y por eso Yahweh nos siguió dando fiestas.
So we can remember him. Hey, I'm still here. Don't lose track of me.
Para recordarlo y seguirlo.
Don't fall asleep.
No, para que no te duermas o pierdas vista.
Don't be distracted.
No, para no ser distraído.
There is a new face that's coming, so you can be closer to me again.
Hay una fiesta nueva que viene ya en camino para que estés cerca de mí.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, let's go to Matityahu chapter 26.
Vamos a Mateo 26. Matityahu.
Matthew chapter 26.
Mateo 26.
Verse 2.
Versículo 2.
You know that after 2 days is the Moed of the Pesach, and the Ben Adam is betrayed to be impaled.
Sabes que dentro de 2 días se celebra el Pesach y el Hijo del Hombre será entregado para ser inmolado.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So once again we see they celebrate in the feast of Pesach.
Una vez vemos que aquí están celebrando la fiesta de Pesach.
Okay, let's go to verse 17.
Vamos a versículo 17.
Now before the Moed of Chag Matzot, the Talmudim came to Yeshua, saying to him, Where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Pesach?
El primer día de la fiesta de los panes sin levadura vinieron los talmudines a Yeshua diciéndole, ¿dónde quieres que preparemos para que comas el Pesach?
So here we see two feasts, the feast of Pesach and the feast of unleavened bread.
I have a question. How come you say, and on the first day of unleavened bread, the Talmudim came to Yeshua and asked him where he was going to participate for the Passover. We do Passover first and then unleavened
bread.
Yes,
uh-huh.
So how can they go and ask Yeshua?
Because the Jew, they put it together, Pesach together with unleavened bread. So the first day, as Lino says, is not the first day of unleavened bread. The first day is Pesach, and then the unleavened bread.
Lo que le estaba preguntando a Rabbi, que dice aquí que en el primer día de pan sin levaduras vinieron los discípulos a preguntarle a Yeshua que dónde iba a tener Passover. Pero Passover es primero, mm-hmm. y luego los panes sin levadura.
So that translation is wrong, because the word in Greek, it can be first or can be before. So it can be first or before. So the right translation there would be before. Before the day, instead of first, it would be before.
Así que esta traducción está mala. Entonces tenía que ser antes, before.
I think this scripture is right. It says before. That's your says before doing verse 17.
No, before.
The first
before.
The 12 ones came to
Yeshua. That the one says first, huh?
Yeah, mine says first.
Yes.
Yes.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the right translation would be before, not first.
La traducción correcta es antes.
Okay. Okay, let's go to verse 29 then.
Okay, ahora brinquemos a versículo 29.
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine again until that day when I drink it new with you in my Abba's Malchut kingdom.
Y les digo que desde ahora no beberé más de este fruto de la vid hasta aquel yo en que lo beba nuevo con ustedes en el reino de mi Abba.
So here again, many people, they might come to you and say, oh, the last day of Pesach to be celebrated, the last day of Passover was the time of Yeshua.
Aquí también este versículo, muchas personas van a venir y preguntarle, el último día de Passover fue the last day of Yeshua.
So we don't need to celebrate Passover because Yeshua fulfilled it.
Entonces no necesitamos celebrar Passover porque Yeshua lo cumplió.
And once again we go back, we can see that it's forever, it's not until the time of Yeshua.
Y una vez si regresamos atrás, podemos ver que es para siempre y no fue.
And Yeshua himself, he said that he'll celebrate Passover with us whenever the millennium comes.
Y Yeshua mismo dijo que él celebraría Passover con nosotros cuando el milenio llegara.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So it's not a feast that Yeshua abolished or put an end on it. He participated and he wants us to keep on participating.
Así que Passover no fue una fiesta que Yeshua la abolió o le puso un. Pero es una fiesta que él quiere que la sigamos celebrando.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, let's go to Acts chapter 18.
Okay, vamos a Hechos 18.
Verse 21.
Versículo 21. Hechos 18, 21.
But bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this Moed feast that comes in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you if Yahweh wills. And he sailed from Ephesus.
Sino que se despidió de ellos diciendo, es necesario que en todo caso yo guarde en Jerusalén la fiesta de bienes, pero otra vez volveré a ustedes, si Elohim quiere, y saltó de Efeso.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. You see, Rav Shaul, he said, by all means,
yeah.
I'll be celebrating these feasts.
Rav Shaul está diciendo que, de todas maneras, de todas formas, tengo que celebrar esta fiesta.
Yeah, I know, as I read this verse, I can see the eagerness of Paul, the desire for him to participate of the feasts.
Cuando leo este verso, puedo ver la importancia y el júbilo de Rabino Shaul.
Yeah, la gana, la vontade participar. And how long was he participating in the feast?
Y por cuánto tiempo estaba participando en las fiestas?
A lot of time.
Forever?
Since he was born.
Desde que nació.
And he was not tired of it.
Y no estaba cansado de ello.
He was still excited of participating of the feasts.
Estaba siempre excitado de participar de las fiestas.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. That's how excited we must be.
Así debemos estar nosotros.
Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians.
Tenemos que estar emocionados de participar de las fiestas, Yahweh.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
A Primera de Corintios capítulo 5,
verse 8.
Versículo 8. Primera de Corintios 5:8.
So then let us keep the moed, not with old hametz, neither with the hametz of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened matzah of sincerity and emet.
Así que celebremos la fiesta, no con la vieja levadura, ni con la levadura de malicia y de maldad, sino con panes sin levadura de sinceridad y de verdad.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So all the Israelites, they were eager to participate of the feasts.
Así que todos los israelitas estaban con ganas de participar de Pesach.
Mm-hmm. Of the moed, and they didn't want to participate with any leaven in their hearts.
Y no querían participar con levadura en sus corazones.
In other words, they didn't want to participate with any doctrines that they had learned from so many years ago.
En otras palabras, ellos no querían participar con doctrinas que ellos habían aprendido muchos años atrás.
Because as we learn, doctrine is like leaven.
Así como aprendemos que la doctrina es como levadura.
And it stick in our lives.
Y se apega a nuestras vidas.
And it's very hard to get rid of it.
Y es muy difícil de deshacerse de ello.
Once in a while it comes to your mind.
Una que otra vez viene a su mente.
That old doctrine that you learned.
Aquella doctrina que aprendió.
That has nothing to do with Yeshua.
Que no tiene que ver nada con Yeshua.
And it creates a wall between you and Yeshua.
Y crea un obstáculo, una pared entre usted y Yeshua.
So we have to get rid of all that old doctrine.
Así que tenemos que sacar toda esa doctrina.
And participate in the feast in truth and sincerity.
Participar de la fiesta en verdad. En sinceridad y verdad.
In other words, in humbleness.
En otras palabras, en humildad.
Okay? Apt to learn all over again. Apt?
Apt to learn? Aprender todo de nuevo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And we need to be that humble.
Y tenemos que ser humildes.
You know, for me to give up, you know, of my belief as a Christian was difficult.
Para mí, dar mi creencia cristiana era muy difícil.
Because I believe I was teaching the people the right thing.
Porque yo creía que estaba enseñando a las personas la verdad.
Just to find out that the name of the Savior that was given to them was a wrong name.
Para encontrar que el nombre que les estaba enseñando era el equivocado.
Just to find out that my Messiah, he was named Yeshua and not Jesus.
Para aprender que el nombre de mi Mesías era Yeshua y no Jesús.
When he first received his name, it was Yeshua.
Cuando primero recibió su nombre, era Yeshua.
And then people tried to change his name.
Y luego las personas intentaron cambiar su nombre.
Who changed his name?
¿Quién cambió su nombre?
Satan.
Yeah, to deceive us.
El chamuco para malguiarnos.
Because first of all, name cannot be changed.
Porque primeramente un nombre no puede ser cambiado.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. You can translate anything else but name.
Puede traducir lo que sea, pero no un nombre.
Okay, Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So why do we see Yahweh's own son, Yeshua, and his people observing the feasts?
Porque vemos a Yeshua y su pueblo observando las fiestas.
Why Yeshua and the people his time were celebrating the feasts?
Porque Yeshua y su pueblo estaba celebrando las fiestas.
Because it says it is forever. So that's why they were celebrating.
Porque dice que son para siempre.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 66. Yes,
Isaiah 66.
I was going to say, like, earlier when you were talking about perfection, and how we're trying to be perfect, Yahshua had to keep the feast in order to be perfect and to stay perfect.
Yes.
But he was perfect.
He was perfect already. But even though he had to obey, so he could keep that perfection within him.
Do you think he also did that to teach us then?
Of course, to give us an example. You know, Yeshua is our example. If you not do that, then we'll be here. Hey, why then should we do that if Yeshua didn't?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why Yeshua circumcised. That's why Yeshua...
Yeshua es un ejemplo para nosotros, por eso se circuncidó.
And he kept Shabbat.
Guardó Shabbat.
So to be our great example.
Para ser nuestro gran ejemplo.
Okay, Isaiah, Yeshayahu, chapter 66, verse 23.
Vamos a Isaiah 66, 23.
And it shall come to pass that from one Rosh Chodesh to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says Yahweh.
Y de mes en mes, y de día... Y de yom de reposo en día de reposo vendrán todos a adorar delante de mí, dijo Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem, all flesh shall come and worship Yahweh on the feast days.
Toda carne vendrá a adorar a Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. But what happened to those that don't want to do that?
Pero ¿qué pasa con los que no quieren hacer eso?
What about those that receive the invitation to come and celebrate the feast and are just despising that invitation?
¿Qué tal aquellos que recibieron la invitación para venir a celebrar la fiesta, pero la despreciaron?
What's going to happen to them?
Y entramos en el fire.
Let's go, Zechariah chapter 14.
Vamos a Zacarías capítulo 14.
On verse
16 to 18.
And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come against Yerushalayim shall even go up from year to year to worship the Melech, Yahweh of hosts, and to observe and guard the Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that anyone who will not come up of all the families of the earth to Yerushalayim to worship the Melech, Yahweh of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Mitzrayim does not go up and enter in, they have no rain. This shall be the plague by which Yahweh will smite the nations that do not come up to keep the Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles.
Y todos los que sobrevivieren de las naciones que vinieren contra Jerusalén subirán de año en año para adorar al Melech, a Yahweh Sebaot, y a celebrar las fiestas de los tabernáculos. Y acontecerá que los de las familias de la tierra que no subieren a Jerusalén para adorar al Melech, Yahweh Sebaot, no vendrá sobre ellos lluvia. Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So whoever does not come to celebrate the feast, it means there will be no rain for them.
Así que los que no celebran la fiesta de Yahweh, no va a haber lluvia para ellos.
Do you know what that means?
¿Saben lo que quiere decir eso?
They're not
going
to have fruit.
No blessings.
No
blessings.
They'll dry up.
There will be a drought in their lives.
Se van a secar, va a haber una sequía en su vida.
Always the scripture talk about rain. It's talk about the blessings.
La escritura siempre está hablando de la lluvia, de las bendiciones. Sí.
And you see that person just drying up.
Y mira que la persona se está secando.
And when you look at a tree that is drying, what happens to that tree?
Y cuando miran a un árbol que está secando, ¿qué pasa con
ese árbol?
The leaves begin to fall.
Las hojas empiezan a
caer. The tree is unable to bear fruits.
El árbol no puede dar frutos.
Se muere.
And then it dies.
Y luego se muere. It dies.
Because it can't do anything else.
Porque no puede hacer otra cosa que morirse.
And the land dies too, around it.
So you see how important is the feasts of Yahweh.
Así que podemos ver qué tan importantes son las fiestas de Yahweh.
It's not that, oh, you didn't come, so I'll punish you. It's not that.
No es como, oh, tú no viniste, ahora te voy a castigar.
It's the opposite.
Es lo opuesto.
Come to me.
Ven,
because I don't want you to dry.
Porque no quiero que te seques.
Do you understand?
Me,
don't try to see that Yahweh is punishing you now because you didn't participate in the feast.
No miren como que Yahweh los está castigando porque no participaron.
It's the other way around.
Es de la otra manera.
Yahweh is giving you the feast because he doesn't want you to dry.
Yahweh nos está dando la fiesta para que él no quiere que nosotros nos sequemos.
He wants to give the rain in your life.
Quiere darle la lluvia en su vida.
He wants you to be joyful.
Quiere que sea gozoso.
So he found a way. Hey, I put this feast so my children, they won't perish.
Yo puso esta fiesta para que mi pueblo no perezca.
But now it's up to us.
Pero ahora es cosa de nosotros.
Because he has given us free will.
Porque nos ha dado libre
albedrío. Some of us will say, I will not try.
Algunos de nosotros decimos, yo no voy a secar.
They remember what Hasatán told Eve.
¿Se recuerdan lo que Hasatán le dijo a Java?
You will not die.
No te vas a morir.
You eat from this fruit, you love it, you know.
Si comes este fruto, lo amarás, lo...
Your eyes will be open, that's all.
Tus ojos nada más se abrirán, pero eso es todo.
Hey, you are missing the feast of Yahweh. Just one more feast. Next year you can celebrate.
Si tú pierdes la fiesta de Yahweh, es solamente una fiesta. El otro año la celebras.
Oh, you're missing Sukkot? No problem. You are going to come on Passover and the other feasts.
Te vas a perder Sukkot? No hay problema. Tú vas a venir en Passover.
Oh, you're not coming on Shabbat? That's okay. You can make it up next Shabbat.
Tú no vas a venir en Shabbat. No hay problema. Puedes venir al otro. Siguiente.
You have Shabbat every week.
Tienes Shabbat toda la semana.
Plus the annual Shabbat.
Más el Shabbat anual. Tenemos que venir cada Shabbat más el Shabbat anual.
So, don't you worry about it.
No, entonces no te preocupes.
And Yahweh has given us to keep us going.
Así que
keep us alive.
Yahweh nos ha dado para seguir y mantenernos en vida.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. So that's it for today. Meshem Yeshua HaMashiach. That's how important is the feast of Yahweh. So just don't throw away your invitation.
Así que esto por ahí, pero no tiren a la basura su invitación.
Don't despise it.
No la desprecien.
If you really don't want it, just pass on your invitation.
Si no quieres su invitación, pásela a alguien más.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
What day is?
The feast.
The feast, which feast?
¿Qué día son las fiestas?
Yom Teruah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot.
I don't remember right now, but it's on our website already.
Okay.
You go there, you can see it.
There's a calendar right there. That's what I'm saying.
And remember that we follow the Jewish calendar. So any Jewish calendar, you're going to see when is the feast. Okay, so, and we believe that is the Yahweh's calendar.
Huh?
Not just Jewish, but Yahweh's. And Rosh Hashanah also prepares some calendar for us,
so
it can keep us updated. Okay, and one more thing that I want to do. I want to begin. We are going to do just like a radio program on the on our website.
Quiero empezar un programa como de radio en nuestra web.
It won't be a live program.
No va a ser un programa en vivo.
But I want you to email us.
Pero quiero que nos
a subject that you want us to talk about it.
Quiero que nos manden por correo un tema que usted quiere que hablar.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not taking your lessons off, right? I'm still
That will be something extra. Because I know you have many questions about a subject. And I cannot be teaching every Shabbat about the subject that one of you have doubted on it. You know, I have to keep on with the studies that the Ruach HaKodesh gives me. Am I too fast? But when you write, when you send an email, oh, I would like to know more about the covering of the head, then we are going to have that program, you know, be just 30 minutes, just talking about that subject. Okay? Vamos ter como programa de rádio em nosso site. Que você pode escrever perguntas. Rabino, gostaria de saber mais sobre cobrimento? Cobertura da cabeça. Então, nós vamos poder falar neste programa sobre este assunto. Okay? Vai ser no máximo uma vez na semana. So it will be once a week. And of course, if like 10 of you write about one subject, I cannot talk about, you know, one day about all this. We'll pick one and we'll talk and then continue pick the ones that you need to know. Okay, it's just a way for us. Sometimes you have a doubt of something and you need, you know, like a study to clarify. You don't need just a word. You need something more deep into it. So we are going to have that program. All right? Muitas vezes você quer saber de assunto que necessita ser uma coisa mais profunda, uma coisa que uma palavra solamente não é suficiente. Você necessita estudo mais profundo, por isso que vamos fazer ele programa. Ok? Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach.